Hey, Kings fans, Mikey here, one of your in-arena hosts for your LA Kings. And boy, do I love when you bring that energy and excitement to every single home game. Speaking of energy and excitement, make sure you check out the Kings Realm podcast. They cover everything from hockey to sports, movies, and of course, cereal. That's right, all the important topics covered right here on the Kings Realm podcast. And go, Kings, go.
Welcome to another episode of the Kings Realm Podcast. Follow us and, tweet at us and all the good stuff at Kings Realm Pod, Instagram, Twitter, all the good things. Is that too loud, James? Sorry.
Not loud enough.
I got so excited because Mikey said, bring the energy. Is it better now?
Yeah, you got to be louder.
That's what she said.
There we go.
Yeah. After 1-1 week, where I don't think any of us got too much right about the predictions, we've got a shortened week, but a lot of games coming up. A little back-to-back action and followed up with a Wednesday game. So, yeah.
Wasn't that a 1-1 in 1 week?
That's what I said, 1-1 in one.
Well, you said a 1-1 week.
1-1 in one. 1-1 in one. 1-1 in one. Steve, tell him. Sorry. How does Dennis do this? I don't know. I'm Jordan Heckman. That's James Whitlock.
It's the most wonderful time for a beer.
Dennis is currently busy securing our life alert
contract
right now. So there's that.
He's ill.
Apparently, Dennis fell down his stairs. So
the story we're going with.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. We love you.
Yeah. We miss you.
Perfect fucking timing, Steve says. I just got off a Zoom call with my cousin and you popped up. Well, I was motivated.
Bing. That's a penis joke.
Yeah, it's a penis joke.
Anyways, I say we just hop right into it. Before we pay some bills, I guess we'll start with the best one because that's chronological order. Against the Flyers, this game feels like it was 6 weeks ago at this point.
Yeah,
just because this week has been so busy.
Yeah, if you've got kids late, and you've been up for 18 hours for the last couple days.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's been a long one.
Yep. 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 All right, Philadelphia, this one started off rather competitive. That changed pretty quickly. Kevin Fiala gets his 11th goal of the season to get the first period going. Noah Katz.
I see what you're going for. A little office
space.
I got to work here anymore.
Yep. Need to workshop that. Tanner Janot gets his 4th of the season to take the lead back for the Kings. Tyson Forrester ties it back up, and then he decides to take the lead shortly after that, about 4 minutes. Then Anze Kopitar gets his 9th of the season to tie it back up before we go into the third period. Speaking of 9th goals of the season, Warren Fogle gets his to take the lead. Kopitar gets his 2nd of the game. Quinton Byfield gets an empty net. And Kevin Fiala gets his 12th of the season and his 2nd of the game, bookending both sides of the scoring to absolutely shellack the Philadelphia Flyers in the third period, making it a 7-3 game.
Yeah, real gritty game.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I see what you did there. 7 goals coming on 27 shots. I don't remember who was goalie in that game because, like I said, this was 6 weeks ago. But they were not very good.
Kolesov.
What you do what with their colon?
Kolesov was goalie with a 7.69.
19 saves. That's a weird way to spell
it. Yeah, 7.69 is not good.
No, that's not
a good
not great.
Percentage.
That's not going to get you paid in the NHL for very much longer if you keep that shit up.
And 6 players with 2 points each in this game. Pretty action-packed.
Yeah, it was a fun game. It was a fun third period. It was a little dicey to start. You definitely felt like the Kings shouldn't have been losing that game at times, but they pulled away, put the Flyers in their place, and moved on to the next one. Speaking of the next one,
well, also talk about this. Like, you got six players, 2 points each. Adrian Kepe, not a point. Right? Deneau's not on that list. Turcotte's not on that list. Byfield's not on that list. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Byfield is on the list. He got an empty netter.
No, he's not on the list of two-pointers.
Oh, two-pointers. Gotcha. I was just like, I feel like more of those people, but I don't have
them in front of me. Six guys there, all those people not on that list. That's nuts. I don't get it.
Steve's all shriveled.
It's the pool. It was cold.
It was a hot tub. It's fine.
That's right. I got to do all the buttons too. I'm over here reading stats.
Mm-hmm.
I should probably get out. 3 hours in the hot tub? Yeah, you might need to see somebody. I hear that's not good.
Yeah, it's bad for your sperm count.
Well, that's probably good.
Yeah, it's true. All right, on to the next one. Apologies for not making a Chris Hansen joke. I totally forgot to talk about like the games in the intro. Dennis is way better at that than I am.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. Chris Hansen, yada, yada, yada. All right. Kings go down early in this one in the first period. Not even going to try and say this dude's name. Anyways. I forget Jonathan Marchessault is on the Predators. Anyways.
LaRue?
Is that LaRue?
Let's go with it.
It's eight letters long. And LaRue? Apparently it's LaRue. Zachary L. apostrophe H-E-U-R-E-U-X.
Yeah. Correct, Mikey.
LaRue. We got to put some stank on it. LaRue. Zachary LaRue. And Marchessault. Yeah, thank you. Make it 2-0 before getting into the third period, before the Kings score their first goal by Quinn Byfield, his sixth of the season, second in as many games. Alex Laferriere, scores his 13th, lucky number 13 of the season to tie it up before sending this bitch into overtime. Mm. And then a minute and 3 seconds into overtime, as we all predicted, this would happen, because I don't believe the Kings have won a single overtime game. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that's wrong.
You're correct. Okay,
that is sad. Nick Blankenberg, who doesn't even have a photo on NHL.com, scores the game winner 63 seconds into overtime. Kings are sad. Everybody's sad. Yes, we got a point. Not enough. I understand we were down. Doesn't matter. Shouldn't have lost to this team. They're not very good.
Yeah. Echo that.
Yeah. Especially the last time we played them on November 4th, we beat them 3-0.
Kings do suck in OT. They don't know how to do it.
It's true. They forgot. Remember when they used to be really good in OT? Blankenberg.
Here, Mikey says, hey, James, you like this. I'm talking Kings in a group chat right now. One of my latest messages was, if Io Fallo doesn't win a Stanley Cup in his career, it'll literally not be his fault. Agreed. He's a worker.
You could stroke James off all the way from Oklahoma.
He's
all
a right. workhorse. Hey, you know, when you got it, you got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I unfortunately didn't get a chance to watch this game. I don't know why. I was busy doing something. But didn't seem like a great game.
No, 24 shots on goal. Ugh.
Well, yeah, that's mid-20s in two games in a row. Obviously, the one they scored before, 7 goals. But, yeah, I don't know. Not a good game against not a good team. On to the game against the good team. Alexi Protas gets the party started for the Capitals in the first period, assisted by PLD, unfortunately. However, Kevin Fiala answers back in the second period with a power play goal, his third of the season. Jakub Vrána scores a power play goal with another assist from PLD to take the lead. And then in the third period, Alexi Protas scores an empty netter against the Kings with 54 seconds left in the game to put it away. My biggest question of the game of this game is, how many goals did Alex Ovechkin score?
Looking at the stats, I'm going to say none.
Okay. Okay. There you go. Mikey has long arms. Look at that.
Hey, keep going. I'll be right back.
Okay. Cool. I'm just going to do it by myself. Did anyone else notice that James is all fake tattooed up? Steve, you should call and leave a voicemail since you've been drinking rum for 7 hours now. I think it's a great idea. So yeah, James couldn't have picked a worse time to leave. Ooh, what am I right about? Did James make a wardrobe change? No, I take that back. Never mind. Ah, I am right. Steve's going to leave a voicemail because he's been drinking rum since 3:30 in the afternoon today.
Nice. This is probably the best day to do it.
He hasn't agreed to it, but I told him he's going to do it. So
Sailor Rum. You mean Sailor Jerry? Sailor Jerry. He's a good guy. So are you guys.
Good guy. We went to Disneyland on Christmas Eve. Don't recommend it.
Yeah, that sucks. Also Costco. Yeah, don't recommend that either.
Yeah, probably not. What's it called? Then we took the little like raft over to Tom Sawyer's Island, and none other than the Captain Jack Sparrow joined us on this little 20-foot by 20-foot raft. That was pretty cool.
Was it the Jack Sparrow?
No. However, my wife did when she saw him. She's like, "Oh, look, it's Johnny Depp." I'm like, "Nope, no, it's not."
It's like, Jack Sparrow playing Johnny Depp. As Jack Sparrow. He's a guy playing a guy who's playing a guy.
Yep. I just can't wait until they do the remake with the black Captain Jack Sparrow and they cast Johnny Depp.
Did she try and riz up Jack Sparrow?
No, she didn't, but I think he wouldn't have taken the advances, if you know what I'm saying.
Ah, yeah. Very good maybe at the theatrical arts.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Got it.
Very good.
Yes.
Sorry to run. We had a little power issue here.
Power issue?
And we would have lost everything. So.
Oh.
I ran quick.
Not the only thing you did quick today. Hey! Yo. Speaking of that, why don't you pay the bills?
All right. It's the most wonderful time of the year for getting in on all the hoops, football, and hockey action at DraftKings Sportsbook. In the season of giving, we're being gifted college football and basketball, pro football and basketball, and pro hockey too. That's basketball twice. College football and basketball. Oh, and pro football college. And basketball.
Yeah, college and
boom,
pro.
Boom.
Yeah.
And pro hockey too, almost 24/7. How you doing on your bowl picks? Well, I was doing great until today. Lost all of them. Now, here's a gift for all new customers betting $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if your bet wins. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. That's promo code THPN. For new customers, get $150 in bonus bets if your bet wins. When you bet, just $5. Happy holidays from the DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Blue Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bet must win to receive reward. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/beatball. It's in the game. Dennis, mark 15 minutes for the first read.
Booyah.
We should write that down somewhere. He always does that.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay. We should just send it to him in a text message.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm on it.
Sweet. All right. Hey, while you do that, do you mind if I talk about one more?
Sure.
I'd like to tell everybody about Game Time. GameTime.co. With Game Time CO, you have the best app or experience to find tickets for anything. Not just sports, not just your hockey games, but concerts, shows, everything you're looking for. Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams or events live even easier. With Game Time Picks, your curation is made easier. And you can toggle through this feature of all time or all in pricing, which shows you all the total upfront with no surprise fees at checkout. They also give you a seat view of every set of tickets, so you know exactly what you're looking at as you scroll through. You don't have to open it up. You don't have to use any other websites. Really cool. You get a panoramic view. Awesome. They do offer the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Check that out. Also know that Game Time offers ticket coverage, so your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. One thing I would like to tell you too, they also event cancellation protection and even job loss protection. I think that's incredible. See someone give job loss protection. If you lose your job, they're willing to give you back your money for those tickets. So what can you do? Go to take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use promo code THPN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code THPN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it?
Game time. We did it.
All right. Back-to-back reads.
Yep. Check it out. Check it out.
While we're doing ads, can I tell you about Penelope Estate Collection? Nine-year.
Damn it, James.
Straight bourbon whiskey. Penelope, my favorite, obviously. Talked about a lot. They got the Founders Reserve and the Estate Collections out now. This is actually really cool. This is the first time they've used a Kentucky bourbon in there. Usually it's MGP juice, but they have a Kentucky bourbon in there, so should check it out. Just saying. It is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Jordan is always way back in his seat.
Already.
Guys, gangsta lean.
It's because I had two margaritas before we started the podcast.
Check his hat. He's real smooth. Apparently, the pirate voice, as we know it today, came from Disney's 1950 film Treasure Island.
Do you guys want to know a funny fact about pirate voices? Dennis Wilson, friend of the show, rest in peace.
yeah.
His birthday falls on Talk Like a Pirate Day. And because of that, he absolutely hates that voice. So next time you see Dennis Wilson, go ahead and talk like a pirate.
Yeah. You could be like, are you excited to see me?
You'll love it. Yeah, it'll be great. He's going to hate it, and it's going to be awesome.
I said, weren't we mad at Benelli a few weeks ago for them digging? No, that's weird. Wouldn't that, I think that was in April for April Fools. I don't think that happened.
That was on April 1st.
We're in good with Penelope. Penelope is great. We love him.
Yeah. Don't go back and listen to the previous shows.
Yeah. Nobody does that research anyway. We're good.
That was
an April Fool's thing. We're totally good.
That was a December Fool's thing.
Yeah. October, April, something like that. Who's counting? Anyway.
Yep. All right, James, get us there.
General Notables brought to you by Mrs. Zach.
Hey, Tom McClellan has a new job. Tom McClellan is now being paid by two NHL teams. As you know, your Los Angeles Kings and also the Detroit Red Wings.
He's got his Red Wings.
Yep. Oh.
Something like that.
Hope they put down a tarp in Detroit. Yeah. Good for Todd. Good for Todd. I'm okay with that. Detroit's not a threat. We don't have to worry about Detroit, you know, mopping the floor with us anytime soon. Good for him for double dipping in the salary portion.
Wait. Steve says Kings don't have to pay him anymore. What?
Is that how that works? Is he done being paid? I thought he had one more year. Maybe you're right.
I mean, they don't pay him anymore. Yeah. Coaches' contracts get taken over by the new team.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's not like a, wasn't it in baseball, like you can get paid by everybody?
Recently fired.
Let's workshop that.
Resolve contract. Hold on, here we go. Red Wings had to resolve contract issue before hiring Todd McClellan. Don't sell my info. Thank you. Finalized deals with Detroit. Okay, let me speed read this real quick. McClellan was still getting paid $5.5 million by the LA Kings this season on his last year of the contract. The Kings and Red Wings were negotiating this morning on how that would get taken care of as part of McClellan signing a new deal with Detroit. McClellan's hiring comes shortly after Red Wings dismissed Derek Lalonde. Yeah, fuck me. Reflecting on the organization's urgency to turn things around while outside the playoff picture. Want to get a new coach. Big name with a hefty contract. Demonstrates a commitment to winning. Okay, well, what's... Stop it!
The Kings would only pay the difference between the two contracts.
Oh, that's cool.
That is cool. Does it say what he signed for with Detroit?
Not that I've seen. Only number I see is $5.5 million with the Kings.
All right. So he's with Detroit now.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes. Congratulations on all your success. Wow. Hey, if it makes anybody feel any better, the Kings have only lost 5 overtime games. There is a handful of teams that have lost 7 and 6 overtime games.
Still
there's that.
Still at least 3 too many.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Hey, the U.S. juniors absolutely dicked on Germany today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds dirty.
Yeah. Sounds like a dirty.
You say German 10 chasm. Goals?
10 goals. 10 goals. Let me see. I believe there was a shutout, too.
Holy shit.
By a Kings prospect. I'm not positive, though. I know it was a Kings prospect that was in goal, and I believe he got player of the game.
Hot pod. All right, what else we got?
I don't know. You tell me, James.
Christmas was good.
Yeah, how was your Christmas?
Pretty good.
Yeah. What'd you get?
3D printer.
Did you?
Yeah. And solar panels and a new solar controller.
How many butt plugs are you going to make with that 3D printer?
Oh, it's endless. Depends on how many colors I can get my hands on. Just how do you get the jewel in the butt end? I don't know. We'll figure that out. Workshop it.
That's for you to figure out. Yeah, exactly.
No, apparently, I guess it only took about 24 hours, but I did Google it. Not very good to make sex toys with a 3D printer.
No?
No, apparently not.
No.
The plastic's not as sterile, I guess.
How do you get more sterile plastic?
I don't know.
Is it more porous or something?
Sure. Well, yeah, because, well, the way it's made in layers, right? So there's probably gaps in the layers. So. Mm-hmm. So people are like, well, maybe you dip it in like, I don't know. Crazy, but just lube. For shits and giggles, someone made a joke about it. I was like, I wonder if you could.
Apparently Kings prospect Carter George did get a shutout against Finland. However, he does play for Team Canada. Thank you, Steve, for showing up where I fell short. As it happens so often.
Because you're short?
No. Oh. My name's not Jeff Wilson.
I mean, on this show, I guess.
Hmm.
Plastic Dildo sounds like an edgy indie band.
You're not wrong. I think they're playing Coachella this year.
You're not wrong. It is good.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, what'd you get?
Who, me?
Yeah.
What did I get? I got a lid for my Blackstone. Pretty excited about that. I got some outdoor furniture. I got some backpacking gear. And what else did I get? A few other things. Nothing too crazy. We kept it easy this year.
Nice.
Because we're going to have an extremely busy February with going to Mammoth the first weekend and then going to Cabo the next weekend. And then I'm backpacking the following weekend.
You got a friend that works at Mammoth.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do they do?
She runs the disability assistance program there.
Oh, yeah. I remember you saying something about that before.
Works with a lot of veterans.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. We did buy ourselves a Samsung Frame TV today.
Oh, well, there you go.
So we'll call that a late Christmas present to ourselves.
Fair enough. I think everything that happens the month before, the month during, and the month after is all Christmas presents.
Nice.
That's how you justify some of those purchases. Mikey got his dream knife. What is your dream knife? Is it a James brand knife? Got the James brand.
Jaime. Big Che got a Swamp Rabbits jersey. That's pretty neat.
That is cool.
Lawnmower 4.0. Aren't they on like the 6.0 now, James? You would know.
They are on the 5.0.
Are they?
Yeah.
That was close.
With dual LEDs.
Hmm.
Oh, it's a chef's knife. Okay. I was thinking Kawahira. Pocket knife.
Whoa!
Well, what? Oh, we can't click that. I'm going to pull it up, though. Kawahira.
Kawahira chef.
Very nice. Very nice. That's a beautiful handle.
Knife.
The Damascus.
I did cook a Australian Wagyu tri-tip last night, and it was fucking amazing.
Wow. Fancy, mm-hmm. fancy. We did a prime rib, 7 bones, full rib, and then got out the meat slicer and did beef dip sandwiches tonight.
Ooh,
yeah. So two different uses for the rib, and I'll tell you what, that's the way to do it. Get a beautiful prime rib dinner first night, beef dip sandwiches on the rest of the rolls the following night. Man. Normally, I wouldn't do prime rib twice. The Costco by Wagyu briskets. That is true. They do. We get the fancy stuff. Fancy schmancy.
Fancy. What else?
We have, there is, my son got a punching bag that connects to your desk, but the only thing that it really clamps onto is the podcast studio desk. So there's actually a punching bag right here that he just comes out and punches when his brothers are fucking with him. He's only had it for 24 hours and he's gotten some good use out of it. So it is pretty fun. I should put it over here next time. I could just bang it. It'll be probably great for the audio in here.
It'd be wham.
Dennis will love it.
Yep.
So we'll workshop that for next week so Dennis can enjoy it as well.
Yep. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
We do have some voicemails.
We do. There's one from Steve.
Prime brisket for the Christmas party for Big Che.
Ooh.
Make pastrami. This guy with his pastrami. I did a prime brisket for Christmas. Reheats better than prime rib. Great brisket quesadilla tonight. Hot damn, dude. Everybody's doing it right, making sure you got leftovers for the following day.
I just ate tri-tip for lunch today. That was it. I didn't put it in anything. I should have.
Yeah, just always make sure you're cooking extra so you have that follow-up meal. If you're gonna spend the time cooking a nice meat, make sure you got some follow-up. All right, here we go. It wants me to re-verify our number. Go fuck yourself.
How about you?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
And happy Hanukkah and happy Kwanzaa if you celebrate those. Excuse me.
Man of the people.
Man, I love Christmas. I hope you guys had a good Christmas. The Kings didn't really go into the break that hot. I think they lost in regulation and then they lost in overtime, I believe. So that's a bummer. And then we have a game on Saturday. Who is Edmonton? We're playing Edmonton on Saturday. So that'll be interesting. Also, the World Junior Championship just started today. USA won a game. I think I saw a score. I think it was like 10 to something. Or possibly, it could possibly have been 10 to nothing. I don't think it was. I think it was 10 to
something. See, Mike, he just confuses me.
But Carter George got a shutout for Canada against Finland. So that's a big deal, I suppose.
I feel like Jordan got all his notes from Mikey.
And, yeah, what are we thinking for Edmonton? We're thinking shutout loss 4-0. Edmonton wins. Draisaitl hat trick. Or, yeah, we're going to go Draisaitl hat trick. McDavid 4 points. Kings get shut out in a 4-0 loss. On Saturday. For the World Junior Championship, who do we have? Triple Crown line podium at World Junior Championship. You guys can workshop it together.
Wait, what?
Because I really have no idea. I haven't really actually kept tabs on prospects the way that I used to. So,
yeah, I'm with you, Steve.
I mean, that kind of makes sense with what having a baby and what have you.
That's a good excuse.
That's my rant. Speaking of rants, rambling man, where the heck is Rafa? Rafa, we miss your post-game.
I know.
Reports. Post-game reports. Yeah, that. I think that's it, honestly. So, yeah, I kind of just talked about everything I wanted to talk about, just like the Sopranos did. Their production. We kind of started at the end and then went to the middle and got to the beginning or something like that. I don't know. Anyways, Jordan, hit a button.
Imagine drag these nuts on your face. Get fucked, Jordan.
Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go!
I didn't load the buttons. I frantically loaded Mikey's intro. Yeah, no soundboard this week. I frantically loaded that while the videos were playing to start the show. I had to stop recording and then load it because I can't load them while I'm recording. So I'm like, at least have to have that one. So I did that one and then still got everything off. So I was ready to do a live button for you. You're welcome. That's how much I care about you.
Bingo.
Let's see. So, Steve, you're right. He called a 4-0-0-4 loss, so that does mean the Kings win 3-2. You're correct. I'm going to take that and run with it.
You don't run.
I do sometimes. And I'll be there. I'll be there at the game. Actually, we're taking the entire family and even Jess's parents.
Which game?
Saturday's game.
This Saturday?
This Saturday. Saturday.
I won't be there.
That's a shame.
I'll be in Lake Tahoe.
Oh, that's nice.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Steve just left a voicemail.
Booyah!
He did leave a voicemail. Hot damn, he lived up to it. Here we go.
All right, my first voicemail ever. This is Steve in my hot tub in Ventura.
In the hot tub.
Happy day. Happy World Juniors. Merry Christmas. And, yeah.
His voice is deeper because his balls have been boiling.
I'm missing out on whatever Mikey's saying right now. I'm not going to get Mikey, though.
No,
you won't. I just want to say love you guys. And
love you too, buddy.
Enjoy listening every week when I can. And hope to see you soon. I'll be there on January 4th for the Kings versus Lightning game. If anyone's going. And that's it. Cheers, boys.
Cheers. Go Cheers, Kings, Steve. Go. Hey, also, you know, I don't know. Did Mikey didn't make a big enough deal about first Christmas as a dad.
That's
Let's
true.
Let's go. That's got to be awesome.
Why is Tom Selleck leaving us a voicemail?
I tell you, that voice after 3 hours in a hot tub, man.
Honestly, after 7 hours of drinking 92 proof rum, I was expecting that to be a lot more belligerent.
Yeah, he seemed very coherent.
Yeah.
That's how you know he's a professional. You don't fuck around with that guy. You will have Sharpie on your face and no underwear.
He really whizzed that thing.
He fucking whizzed that one. You are a pro, Steve. It's all that beer league. All right, first Christmas with Dad was fucking awesome, and Leo was a perfect angel all day. Couldn't have it any better. That's pretty exciting, dude. All right. What else we got, Jordan?
Did we pay all the bills?
We did pay all the bills. We got a week ahead.
My liver is the strongest thing about my body. touche, Steve. The week ahead!
The week
ahead! Thursday! Nope, I took that back. Don't listen to me. Today's Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
I'm all fucked up. I'm all fucked up on Mountain Dew. I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew. Saturday.
There it is.
Yep. December 28th. The Oilers are in town against your Los Angeles Kings. I need to update my standings here because things have moved around a little bit, I believe. Oilers are currently... Nope, I take it back. Third in the division. 18-11-2, 8-2-0 in their last 10, 9-4-1 on the road, plus 12 goal differential. Yikes. Couple bad games. I think the Kings are going to bounce back. I know they don't typically play well after a long time off historically, but I'm going to go rainbows and butterflies because – it's, you know, I feel like in the giving spirit and giving you all rainbows and butterflies as well. I'm going to call win.
That's a win.
All right. I may regret that because the next day, it is a 1 o'clock game on Saturday, so they get a little bit of extra rest. Sunday. We get the Flyers again. Flyers are fifth in the Metro. 14-4. That is a 500. 5-4-1 in the last 10. They are 7-6-3 on the road with a negative 15 goal differential. I'm going to call that a win.
That's a win.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, but not leastly, your New Jersey Devils coming to town. Excuse me. On Wednesday. That's a 3 o'clock game.
On
3 p.m.
Local on time. New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. Okay, that makes more sense now.
Shit.
Sure. I'm going to be very tired that podcast night. They are still first in the Metro, 21-10-3, 6-3-1 their last 10, 12-4-0 on the road with a plus 27 goal differential. I'm going to call it safe and not call 3-0 because I want those two other wins, and I'm going to call this a loss. Especially since we lost the Devils last time we played them, I believe.
We did 3-1.
Yep.
Three and
I knew that was coming. Yeah. Steve goes the same.
Yeah, that the last time we played the Devils, that was not the Kings team that played, and I felt like the Devils, although doing pretty good, didn't have what I expected them to have. So I don't think they've got their shit together yet. 6-3-1 is a pretty good last 10, but we got their number.
8-6-7-5-3-0-9.
No, 5-6-2-3-1-7-0-0-8-7.
Wow. Oh. Kings are 7-2-1 their last 10, so that's, you know, if you want to base it solely off of that.
Agreed.
Well, you know what? Did I not refresh this? I may not have refreshed this. Oh, no. That's weird. NHL.com shows the Kings' current streak as an OTL loss one, which that's not true.
That is true. There's an OTL to Nashville.
But then we lost straight up to the Capitals.
Oh, yeah. So OTL L. You talking about consecutively?
No, so like
it's just an L.
Yes, it should be an L, but it's currently shown OT1 on NHL.com.
Did you hit refresh?
I did. I just hit refresh. That was the indicator saying that I maybe didn't press refresh, and I just pressed refresh, and it's been refreshed, and it still showing OT1.
Well, guess ESPN's not the only ones that's not current on hockey.
Just Kingslander is what it is. How weird.
All right.
Yeah.
That's it. And we'll see you well with those three games. It's easy. Easy what? Money. We'll see you next week. You want to take us out?
Yeah. How do I do this? What do I do?
Follow us on all the socials at Kings Realm Pod.
I don't know what to do with my hands. What do I do with my hands?
Make sure to leave us a voicemail, 562-317-0087. We appreciate you all. This is a great year. We will see you. This is the last time we'll see you this year.
Shit. Should we have done like New Year's resolutions or something? For the Kings?
We'll save it for next week because we will be...
It will be on the 1st.
It will be on the 1st. So we'll talk about New Year's resolutions on the 1st. That way Dennis is here too. Hopefully he's healed by then.
Yeah.
Got rid of the herp. And hey, thanks
hopefully
everyone.
He secures that fucking life alert contract.
Right. thanks for sticking with us. It's been an awesome coming on 8 years. And
what are you coming on?
coming on everything we see. And
chest.
And so, no, it's been fun. And love talking to you guys every week. Steve says, lost, win, OTL. Interesting one.
Hey, I want you guys to come next week. Everyone here in the room, everyone listening, leave a voicemail, send us a Twitter, a twat. What are your New Year's resolutions for the Kings next week? We want to know what your New Year's resolutions for the Kings next week. Spoiler alert, one of mine is going to be stop fucking losing in overtime.
No, it's a spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember that. Make sure to leave voicemail or text it, 562-317-0087. If you check it on Twitter, it's in our header as well. So, number's there. We'll talk to you next week. Hey, so come to the podcast.
Steve's coming to the podcast.
Come on in.
Sick.
All right.
The studio.
Thank you, everyone.
The Garudio.
For Jordan Heckman, the potentially alive Dennis Wilson. I'm James Whitlock saying... Go Kings, go!
There's got to be an after show, Steve. Don't you worry. I got more beer to drink.